And now, a word from our sponsor. Communicate with passion, write with authority, and engage with personality. Save Comic Sans, save the world. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 157.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
We're happy to have you joining us. Thank you. Pull up a chair, you know, get comfy. If you're not already in a chair, if you're jogging, pull
what
up a chair.
What are if you, you're in an uncomfy chair?
Are you trying to communicate with passion right now? Is that who you're asking to sit down?
Yeah, passion.
Sit down, passion.
Authority and personality. All of you, all three of you need to sit down. Go, like, pull someone's chair out of their garage and sit down while you're jogging.
I found that they're hard to get in touch with sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Gusto and fervor are like that, too.
They actually prefer it when you use Times New Roman.
That's a little more traditional.
A little more. Mm-hmm. Except it's new.
Well, speaking of new, we're going to do something a little bit different with this new, brand new episode of the Ramen New Little that's not going to be like any other episode.
Did you say the Ramen New Little?
I think I mixed in new and noodle in at the same time, so it came out
noodle.
Like noodle. Somehow.
Brand noodle ramen.
We've got some cool things to share with you today, but before we get into that,
snake.
Last week, mushroom. You know, with that song, there's a thing about copyright laws and fair use. And it's basically that you can't use a representative portion of a piece. So if we were to just say badger, I think that would be a representative portion of that piece of song. And we might be in copyright infringement.
Nope, I don't agree. You are in all kinds of infringement, but not copyright.
Well, you'll remember that last episode I talked about the Knight Rider grandma.
Yes.
And the van where she lowered herself out and then fought crime with that. Well, one of our new listeners and also the co-host of our new podcast in the Noodle Mix Network, underthedomeradio.com, sent me a picture to illustrate the Knight Rider grandma. And it is a nice truck with a grandma driveway. And some old
it's a redheaded grandma.
I think it might be David Hasselhoff.
And is that, that's like an emerald play ramp.
Do you have the song still? I want to look at this picture while you're playing song.
I could imitate the song.
Not that one.
Oh, the original?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the newer one was newer and stuff.
Easier to imitate.
Shiny.
Yeah, because you just spit all over the place. That's how they recorded it, really.
Oh, really?
Someone who failed at beatboxing recorded that theme song.
Oh, okay.
And if whoever recorded that theme song is listening to this,
you're welcome.
Try working on the beatboxing a little bit better.
Yo, spit.
But I'll have that picture in the show notes if you want to check it out. We're going to breeze past random little updates and instead... That's more like an Arctic... chill. That's a little better. Jump to this. Noodles in the news. Which is really just what we call it when... Anyway, I don't have to explain what this is. We can define it however we want and pretend we never defined it whatsoever.
Noodles in the news, the segment where we Try various kinds of ice cream and tell you what we think about politics.
Okay.
You know, that could be kind of fun. Just have, like, do a video of eating ice cream, like, out of a gallon and talking politics while eating ice cream.
Yeah. We could each pick our own flavor and then trade partway through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then we'd be, like, switching parties. Which I don't really get why they call them parties.
We're the vanilla bean party.
Because they're so boring.
Yeah.
Cosmopolitan party.
Most politicians out there aren't really that much of a party.
Rocky Road party.
Rocky Road. There's a joke there somewhere.
Moose Tracks party.
Moose Tracks is definitely a joke.
Yeah, that ties well. Anyway, Jeremy, what are some of the things that you have? I've got a couple things too to share.
Well, our first story comes to us out of Texas. It's a little city called Liberty. I don't really know how to say it. I don't know why you would name something that. But it's happened. And more important than what the city is called, and I don't really know how big it is. Here's what happened. A snake is being blamed for burning down a home.
Really?
Fire-breathing snake spotted in Texas.
Yeah, let's just figure out what the story probably is before I read it.
Oh, my.
You think it's a fire-breathing snake?
Or maybe a snake with really bad indigestion after eating some of the Texas hot sauce.
Ew. Jenny, what do you think?
I just did a sound effect, so I'm exempt.
Okay. Well, here's what really happened. Here are the facts. Authorities believe a homeowner's response to finding a snake in her yard may have led to the fire that destroyed her house Wednesday.
Silly woman.
While cleaning up, she saw the snake, threw gasoline on the snake, lit the snake on fire.
What?
The snake went into the brush pile.
Oh.
And the brush pile caught the home on fire.
Oh. Snakes move. Yep.
They do move, lady. Even after their heads are chopped off, they move.
And they still burn down houses that way. What was this lady thinking? Like, the time that she took to go find the gasoline, get it, open it up, get close to the snake to pour the gasoline on the snake, go back in, find something with fire, bring it back out, throw that on the snake. In the amount of time, she could have just gotten a pocket knife out and sawed that thing.
It is Texas. They have a lot of oil there. Maybe she has an oil refinery in her yard and she makes her own gasoline.
She just pulls up the little plug that's in the yard.
Yeah, by gasoline, they really just meant oil. She just stuck a stick in the ground and let the oil spray onto the snake, and then she lit that on fire.
I have done something similar to this, actually.
Have you?
Yes, close to similar.
Oh, dear.
I found a spider once outside, not inside, but outside, and it was a...
spiders!
A pretty deadly one, actually, that are very rare in this area, but they do exist.
This is getting worse and worse! I'm going to take my headphones out so I can't hear you anymore.
Okay, yeah, good luck with that.
Crap, you're still in the room.
Well, my idea to get rid of the spider was, instead of just squashing it, there were like baby spiders around too. So I just decided, what do they do when they want to kill spiders? Well, they burn them. And I remember reading about this once in the author of all things related to killing spiders, the Sugar Creek Gang books. And so I got some fire and just
fire.
I got the some spider. Fire.
I got some fire
that I was keeping after stocking up on a good sale.
Fire.
I ripped open the package and I dumped the fire on the spider.
Fire stock.
So did it burn?
It did.
Did the babies burn?
They did.
Wow.
That's not going to be an episode title.
I'm writing that one down. Not
really did great the babies SEO. Burn?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The Google results, how people get to our site is interesting all the time. Maybe I should dig into that sometime again.
Yes.
I've got something to share. This came from our late co-host of the Once Upon a Time podcast, Dan Flynn. God rest his soul. He said, he sent this to me. It says, China Zoo faces uproar.
Roar!
Roar!
After African lion revealed to be a dog.
What? What?
It says, a zoo in China is facing an uproar of criticism this week after it has revealed that its African lion is in fact a dog.
You said that part.
The zoo, located in the People's Park of Luo, is in the province of Henan, reportedly tried to disguise a Tibetan mastiff as a big cat, putting on display in a cage marked African lion.
Shouldn't you at least pick a cat? I guess not if you need something that big.
Well, when you look at this, it could almost look like cat. Like, it's got this big poof of a
but if you look at its
sort of
face,
it's got the face of a dog.
Yeah,
it's one of those like crossbreeded lions. It's a
crossbred
body of a lion and the face of a dog.
It's a cog.
It's or a dion.
It's a dion, or maybe a wagon
log
filled up with hoaxes. Come on, people! You've got a zoo. You have a responsibility not to. You know, lie.
Silly people.
I'm going to start a zoo, too.
According to the People's Daily, that's some other news or a group, I guess, the zoo also tried to replace other exotic animals with even less congruous substitutes.
Oh, my God.
The snake cage, for instance, contained two large rats.
Sock puppets.
Both on fire. And exactly zero snakes. While a leopard cage reportedly included fox-like creatures.
Well, now, in their defense, maybe they were just trying to feed the snakes and they picked the wrong kind of rat. And the food ate the...
We found this in some lady's backyard and we didn't think she would need it because what were the chances she would find a snake in her backyard? So we just took this rat... And we put it in our snake cage.
Well, guys, I'm going to go to the pet store, and I'm going to buy some, you know, cats and dogs and rabbits.
And then you're
going to
open a zoo,
and then
right?
I'm going to open a zoo, and I'm just going to dress them up to look like whatever I want.
I'll top that. I'll make puppets, and I will open up a zoo.
Well, it could be
puppets.
The same zoo. I'm not really
Actually,
picky.
What? That could be kind of cool. The puppet zoo. Where all the animals are puppets.
Yeah, and everywhere you go, they all sing to you. Instead of roar and yap and stuff.
Every time you guys have people over, you should tell them that Lucy is a different kind of animal and just dress her up to look like
She's
it.
She's really a cat. A park administrator told Chinese media that the zoo actually does have a lion, but it had been temporarily moved to a separate breeding facility.
So they put
so
a
we
dog
put
in
this
its place.
Dog here.
You understand, right?
The official also said that the dog was housed there for unspecified safety reasons. Apparently, the dog was probably going around pretending to be a lion and scaring people. And vowed that the incorrect exhibit signs would be replaced. But visitors who paid the zoo's $2.45 admission fee feel they've been duped.
They got their 45 cents back.
I feel I've been duped. I wasn't even there.
Duped. Duped, I tell you.
Duped.
And that is from The Verge, actually, who usually covers tech news. So somehow this is tech related.
I bet that zero
oh, it was on a website. That's how
closing.
It's tech related.
Yes. Yes. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, a man was arrested. Wait. He was arrested in New Jersey. This is an
breaking
national
news.
Story, you guys.
Wisconsin man arrested in Ron State.
No, he's an Illinois man, as it turns out. He was arrested in New Jersey with $200,000 in stolen Wisconsin cheese. That's right.
He loves his cheese.
Wait, how much is $200,000 worth of cheese?
42,000 pounds of Munster cheese.
That's a lot of
Man,
cheese.
Man, he loves his Munster.
Yep. Yes, he does.
Jenny and I bought a, 5-pound block of cheese from GFS?
Yeah.
Gordon Food Services. It's a, like.
And we're going to do it again.
They're going to open a
and
restaurant.
And we're actually going to buy it.
And they're going to tell all their patrons that the cheese is whatever kind of food they want it to be.
This guy apparently really likes cutting the cheese.
Yuck.
And yep. Someone... How did he steal that? 42... How many pounds?
42,000.
He stuffed 42, it in his shirt and his made pants. Like it was a belly.
No, he was driving a refrigerated truck. And he used false paperwork to obtain the cheese. But now they can't even guarantee that the cheese hasn't been tampered with, although it would take a long time to tamper with that much cheese, so they won't take
it back.
Unless
you stab it all.
I'm glad to hear
quickly stab it with something.
You'd have to be a really expert stabber, and I don't think those people are usually stealing cheese. Maybe. Again, I think they're usually doing other things than stealing cheese.
Why would he stab cheese, though?
I don't know.
It is a nice
it was your idea.
Cow on it. Why?
They're going to make a movie about this guy someday. I mean, we've seen movies about all kinds of thefts.
But that's why he did it.
This will be the basis for the movie Ocean's 14.
Let's steal some cheese! Go Let's team!
We rob the casinos. We rob the casinos again. And we rob the casinos again. What else can we do? Let's steal some cheese!
Yeah!
We need 14 people to do this. Somebody have a baby.
Whoa. Whoa. That's going too far, sir. But here's the thing. They can't be sure that it wasn't tampered with, so they're not going to ask for it back. But if the cheese passes inspections by health authorities, it will be donated to charity.
Oh, let's give the contaminated cheese to charity. So, oh gosh.
That's right. We can't sell it, but the needy can eat it.
Or they can make houses out of it.
They should have just let bricks. People bowl with it.
The cheese bowl.
The cheese bowl. Yeah.
I don't know what the cheese bowl theme song would sound like.
They should have done something epic with it, like set a record for the most cheese floating in the Atlantic at any one time.
Well, it flows.
Will it blend?
Saves you from having to stab it.
Try and blend that cheese.
You're trying to blend it.
What else have you got?
Nerd. Well, in South Carolina.
Beep, 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 that's beep. Where I'm from.
The cops say that a mom has been arrested after slapping the wrong child.
Oh. Come here, kid. I'm going to slap you.
The mother of a middle school student who is being suspended has been arrested after deputies say...
Wait, was
say,
the mother being suspended or the middle school student?
Not clear now that you say that. Although I'm betting the student. Deputies say she walked into school and slapped the wrong child.
Whoopsie.
Let's see here. Deputies say 36-year-old... Name withheld... went to Fair Forest Middle School Wednesday to pick up her son. Principal Ty Dawkins called authorities after she walked into the office, mistook a boy for her son, and slapped him in the face. Dawkins said that boy was sick and had been waiting to be picked up. What a day, right? So he's sick and he's waiting to be picked up from school, and some woman he doesn't know walks into the room and slaps him.
You should look before you slap. That's the moral of the story.
Yes.
Look before you slap.
Dawkins says that once she realized her mistake, she apologized, then walked over to her son and knocked him to the ground. So.
Is this lady like a black belt or something? And this is like one of those things like, you must always be prepared, young Padawan.
They did say that Danielson. She was saying something about crickets and too slow, and I don't know. But yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Moral of the story
Poor
is...
Poor kid. Look before you slap.
And look before you're slapped. And get
and
grasshoppers
don't get sick
or crickets.
On the same day that someone else's mom comes in and has to pick you up.
How dare you not be my son? Slap!
And then she doesn't deal with her embarrassment well, apparently. It's like... What if she had been wrong the second time as well?
it's a habit, actually. Maybe she just goes around slapping people. And like she would have worked her way through the whole office, slapped the principal, slapped the janitor,
I
slapped
beg
the
your pardon?
I challenge you to a duel.
I'm sorry, I'm just in a bad mood.
He does say that in a southern accent.
The store was all out of Munster cheese for some reason.
I was going to use it to kill my snake in the backyard.
But I ended up burning down my house in the process. Wow, summary story right there.
So there you have it, folks. That's what's happening in America this week.
I just like to give a good slap to make them feel loved.
I don't know what that voice is.
I don't know. I was trying to do what Jenny was. Yeah, that's true.
What?
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 What? Really? What?
What?
What did he say?
I'm guessing this was actually voice. This was an attempt at a high five. It's like, dude, you're so awesome. Oops. Oh,
that I was slapped your face not a on hand. Accident.
Also, I don't even know you. No wonder you didn't try to high five back. I am so sorry.
Maybe, was she foreign? Like from Wisconsin or something? Maybe this is the way that they greet people. Because, you know, like in France, they'll kiss you on the cheek. Which, that's like
I weird. Thought it was a slap on each cheek. Oh, no wonder I've had such trouble with French people.
Yeah. Wait, wait.
I thought they slapped.
That's where the grapes are. That's their way of greeting people. Also, we got... Well, this isn't news, but this is something else. News. Did you have other news things?
No.
Okay.
Isn't that enough?
There was slapping, and there's cheese!
And burning snakes. Yeah. I think we covered most of the bases.
The slapping, burning snake cheese. Batman.
Nope.
Holy slapping, burning snake cheese, Batman!
Nope.
We'll have those links in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/157.
Unless I refuse to let the links be put in the show notes. Maybe I'm your only source of news.
Heaven help us. Now, let's do this.
Oh.
Because I want to play something.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our listeners. Last week, I played the ramen noodle cover that one of our listeners, Anthony, did for us. Well, here is the second cover song that he made for us and sent
Gadzooks.
Our wait, no, it's called the ramen noodle theme song.
Gadzooks!
No, it's the ramen noodle theme song.
But I think people should say Gadzooks more.
Yeah, that could be. Or you could combine it with bazooka.
Gadzooks!
Whoa!
Compatible!
This. It's our theme song.
This?
With some flourishes.
Oh, I finally hear it.
Thank you, Anthony, for sending
I hope
in.
You all just had dance parties, because we definitely did.
Yeah, we did.
The ramen noodle dance party! Swing your cheese partner round and round.
Cheese partner! No, swing your cheese wheel round and round. Because there's so many.
Light her on fire. Wait, no.
Not actual dating advice.
Nor is slapping.
Thank you, Anthony, for sending that in.
We need a slapping sound effect for this episode.
Here, Daniel, let's make one right now.
You better slap me and not like accidentally Jenny.
Because I'll slap you back. And I've got the woman hand of slapping.
I've got the woman hand of slapping?
Yep.
That's a thing?
See, the awesome thing that Jenny can do that we can't do Jenny can walk into a room of gentlemen, slap every single one of them, and walk out never being harmed.
Well, that depends on the type of men.
Well, I say gentlemen.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll just say,
"Hi, slap gents."
I say, if did you see that cheeky young woman?
Cheeky.
They're the ones that would be cheeky with their red cheeks and slapped. But if Jeremy and I walked into a room and slapped anyone, then
there would be a brawl.
Fight. Yeah, nice old-fashioned brawl would break out with tables breaking and
burning snakes.
Yeah, and somewhere along the way, Don Knotts would be somewhere trying to do something.
Cheese wheel would go rolling by in the background, and Don Knotts would be chasing it. You slapped a fish.
You slapped a fish. You punched it. Why would you do that?
If you doubt us on this, then there are so many gentlemen in England, and so you'd be able to find one, and he would speak with a British accent, and you could try this, just slap him, see what happens, and then some guy out there do this, and see what happens. It'll be an experiment.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever remember the song in children's church?
The ramen noodle does not condone violence.
Where it's
or deserved. Slapping or throwing women downstairs.
What's that song?
Pat a little back, pat it back. Next.
Oh my gosh.
What was the name of this song though?
You're asking me to remember things.
Sing hallelujah. Shake for insane chicken.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, the song has that. It says, scratch another back, scratch back next to you. Scratch another back, so insane, not alone. That was my favorite one, because I don't like to get my back scratched. But
you wouldn't scratch your neighbor's backs, would you? You just receive scratches.
Slap a little cheek.
You could, yeah. Slap another cheek, slap a cheek next to you. Slap another cheek, insane, not alone.
Hey, children. Sing this. Do this. No, don't.
Actually,
just a song. Don't do it.
In a place with real gentlemen, if you did this, then someone would challenge you to a duel with swords.
A duel?
Yeah. So if you really want to find a gentleman, find a guy who
has...
with
a sword.
Yeah, a sword and a sheath, and he's ready to draw it.
And a glove.
And yeah, gloves, white gloves, ready to slap someone, throw at someone, and has a jacket that he can spread out across mud.
The definition
and to find one of those people, you have to slap a bunch of guys in order to find them,
or a fish,
or maybe a wagon full of pancakes. But anyway, listeners, please check out the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/157, where you can get some of these links and the pictures that we mentioned, and learn more about this stuff, and let us know what you think. What should the lady have done instead of cooking the snake? Maybe, hey, where did it happen? Texas? Maybe yep. She was actually from Kentucky, and she wanted to cook it dinner.
And she wanted to skip the whole, campfire or oven thing, so she just lit it on fire right there.
Or
in her yard.
She had an enchanted shovel. And when she hit the snake caught on fire.
She didn't even mean to.
Because that's what enchanted shovels do.
Oh, in Minecraft.
I don't catch things on fire. Maybe she shot it with her magical bow.
And Jeremy's bitter at me about Minecraft.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you don't log in for a while, an obelisk will form next to you.
Pretty much. This is the second time in our Minecraft histories that I've built a place to live, and Daniel's had a place, rather benign, everything's looking really nice, and then I come in, and it's just a big stone wall, or something. He blotted out the sunset once upon a time. I had a house set upon a hill.
That makes me sound so powerful.
My house was set upon a hill that I might view the sunrise from one side and the sunset from the other. And there were trees across the canyon and a pleasant Valley thing, and
here I come with my Walmart.
And then you built
a big parking lot,
a flipping stone mall on the entire hilltop.
Well, and it did have a fountain
out the sun.
It had a fountain.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Inside.
Jeremy messaged me on Twitter just after he had logged in, and he said, "I'm never being your neighbor ever again."
I did. I believe I also referenced the Borg.
Yes.
In a hashtag. Mm-hmm. You, yeah, because you've done it again. Not quite as dramatic, just more utilitarian and blocky. It's blocky.
Well, it's Minecraft.
It's, well, well, but it's flat and blocky.
It's better than your hole in the ground with a great big tree coming out of it.
I am building an underground forest.
Let's cut the insults, guys. By the way, we play Minecraft on a server called The Cube, if you want to look it up.
The Cube.
TheCubeServer.com. Right, Jenny?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to look it up and join us there, that's where we're playing. And now I'm a leader on there, too. I'm a peer leader.
Oh.
Which is, thankfully, that R is in there, because otherwise I'd be a P leader.
So as soon as you got that power, you just went, I must build something massive and made of stone slabs. That blots out.
They gave me the power after I built the big
all sun.
Anyway, listeners, thank
the
you
big
for
blue wet thing.
Thank you for sending in some of these links, and please send us your funny stuff, funny stories, funny things that you find by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. You can leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221 or send a voice message through cleancomedypodcast.com. And I know I have more voice messages to get through, just haven't gotten to them yet. But you can check us out over on the web at cleancomedypodcast.com. Subscribe in iTunes, follow us on Twitter, and all of that
stuff.
Send
us chocolate to our P.O. Box.
Yeah. PO Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
Our address box's name is Poe.
The ramen noodle. Poe.
PO Box.
I love mayo.
Maybe we should name our first child Poe. Poe, go check the PO Box.
You can also follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Fleagon. Figure out how to spell it.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. And rub some big cheese on it.
There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Like, you can theorize over Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and Under the Dome. You can learn how to be productive in your professional and personal life, and learn how to podcast and more at noodle.mx.